Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Your guess is as good as mine. Kind of our categories today, we have America's favorite sandwiches and the NFL's greatest QBs. That is on the way at 4:30. But first, time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Couple of birthdays, guys. It's my roomie's birthday today. Nancy likes gnomes and margaritas. Has the captain ever been with any margarita drinking gnomes before? Happy birthday from Boo.
Oh, come on. You know he has.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. It's funny you say that, Ted. But only one you know from the Expedia ads. And all you need to know about him is not so much that he traveled for Expedia, as we would get blind drunk and margaritas and wake up in a different town each day. And then finally he said, you know what? I ought to keep a log of everywhere we go, pitch this to Expedia, and see if these idiots will pay me money to keep getting drunk on my margaritas. Well, his career took off, and he left me in the dust, but we still communicate on Facebook from time to time. I can't tell you where he is right now, mostly because his jail phone call cut out before I could get to ask him that question. Crunch berries.
Did his little gnome and top end up anywhere?
If you're speaking anatomically, yes.
I am.
Then yes.
Thanks, Captain.
Guys, happy birthday to my dad, Tony. He is 56 today. Can he get the dirty Germans talking about the perks of being 56 and some dad jokes for Miles? Thanks, guys. That from Eddie.
Yeah, I'm only 55. I can only guess the perks of turning 56, but I will find out in about 6 weeks. But I believe some of the perks are the birthday mouth hug.
Yeah. So you figure by the time she's 56, these babies and kids are out of the house, so enjoy it on the couch.
Yeah, unfortunately for me, the kids are still in the house, so probably the guest bedroom.
Let's spice it up, honey. Let's go to the guest bedroom.
All right. Couple dad jokes. A basketball rolls into a bar. The bartender asks, "What do you have to drink?" Basketball says, "Nothing. I'm here to apply for the bouncer position."
All right.
Oh, Ted, I found a great place to order sausages.
Oh, yeah?
I'll send you a link.
Thanks, dude.
What else we got? Ooh, Ted, I know you don't know Star Wars, but what award did Chewbacca win?
Hairiest.
Wookiee of the Year.
That should not make me laugh, but it's that easy.
You'll like this one. What do you call a wreath of $100 bills? A wreath of $100 bills.
It's a wreath,
a wreath of Franklin's.
A wreath of Franklin's.
All right. You're right, I do like that.
What do you call a strip club that went out of business? Strip club that went out of business.
What?
Clothed.
Clothed.
Clothed. Yeah. And one for you, Ted. What did the chicken see? What did the chicken see?
Another chicken?
Czar salad. Chicken sees our salad.
Tell you what. I know it's a dad joke, but that Gettysburg address still got me dying out.
Did you break it out over the weekend?
Well, you were on the plane. I think I sent it to our group thread here at work, but like I told my buddy Rob about it. We were dying laughing. Then we stopped at a gas, like a rest area, or what do you, like a truck stop.
Yeah.
And they had that Yeti in there. And I was let's get a picture with the Yeti.
For real? With the Gettysburg address?
Yeah.
On birthday, shout out Liquor and Horse, guys. Today I turned 62. Oh my God, still kicking. Please give me a crazy fart, because, well, farts are funny. And the naughty Germans on fun times with a 62-year-old lady. Can't wait to meet you guys on the 7th of the Men's Room Lager Launch Party at Black Raven Brewing in Woodinville. That is Saturday, February the 7th. Thanks, guys, for all the fun. That from Burnham.
Yeah, with a name like Burnham, it sounds like a description of how you'll feel after a good night. All the fun times with a 62-year-old lady. Listen. When she is 62 years old, she will know what she wants. Hopefully, this is what you want, too. But I'll tell you right now, what she really wants is a black German.
Yeah. It's a fun thing with the women's that age, as I always say, before you perform that act, you take out the teeth.
Jesus. Yeah, but the one she wears downstairs.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Think about it if we could. Let's get a contestant on the line now. For your guess is as good as mine, 206-803-ROCK. In the meantime, we've got some updated locations for our beers. Oh, I hit the wrong name.
Yeah. See, that is not
where's
beer
the,
music.
Where's the beer music?
Beer music.
Ah, there it is. It says right there, beer music. Men's Room IPA. I finally found the new Men's Room IPA by Black Raven Brewing. It's absolutely delicious, guys. Found it at Total Wine and More in Tacoma.
All right.
Cheers, that from Tyson. You're a fan of that place?
Total Wine and More? Look, my wife first told me about it. I'm like, dude, I do not want to go to a place called Total Wine and More. And she said, man, trust me. So I begrudgingly walked in there and damn near dropped to my knees like I had died and gone to heaven. I'm like, they need to emphasize the and more. Because just as a dude, seriously, wine is not a sales pitch for me. But that place is freaking outstanding. There's one near Usted, but I also went to one in Albuquerque, New Mexico when we were there. It is just as good, just a hell of a lot cheaper. They don't have all the taxes. That place is spectacular.
Okay? And they do actually have and more.
They do.
Like cheese balls, different kinds of fancy nuts and
they
everything.
They have cigars, too, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they got it all, man. I love that.
It's basically a one-stop party shop.
It is.
Essentially. And they have the tubs of Utz cheese balls.
And yes,
they do.
That's why I brought it up.
Yeah.
You know what? I bought one last year on Super Bowl. Maybe I'll buy one in a couple weeks.
Man, nobody's going to complain, and you can take the rest home.
Right. Well, that's the issue. I just don't buy it because if they're at home, I'd find myself eating cheese balls every day until they were empty.
Yeah. That's what you do. No, it's dangerous.
Get those yellow fingers.
If you're down in Tacoma, here's where you want to go right now.
Oh, yeah.
The Lucky Silver Tap. First of all, amazing tacos. But my buddy Devin owns that place, and it's a family-run joint. He has the Men's Room IPA and the Men's Room Lager on
top. Nice!
So he's got both of our beers if you're down in Tacoma at the Lucky Silver Tavern. And the food down there is fantastic as well. A couple more locations. Gentlemen, we live about 30 miles east of Coeur d'Alene. And when I emailed last summer, the closest place to find your IPA, about a half hour away in Spokane Valley. Well, today we had to go to a CDA and made a side trip to Safeway. Lo and behold, there on the shelf, shining in all its glory, several bright yellow six-pack cans of the Men's Room IPA. I was so excited about a couple six-packs. We go to CDA quite often, so it's good to know I can get it there. P.S. guys, sorry about your Ravens. I was rooting for them, not from Steve.
Yeah, we were too.
A couple more got the very last pack of Men's Room Lagers at the Port Orchard in Fred Meyer, but they say more will be coming soon.
Nice.
That from Corey. Guys, Amy Jean picked up a 12-pack of your 20th anniversary lager made by Black Raven Brewery. Found it at Fred Meyer on Mountain Highway and Spanaway. I love the taste of it. It's very crisp for a lager. Hope there'll be some more around when the spring and summer will arrive. Again, much appreciated. That from the Elk Plain Drifter. Oh, there'll be more.
Oh, for sure, man.
Yeah, we're keeping the beer around for the year.
At least the year.
We're celebrating the entire year on the 20th.
We're just pushing them to maybe do a 21st year celebration next year.
Yeah, because we're legally allowed to drink after 21.
You know what? That is a good point. We should call it the Men's Room First Legal Whatever.
Legal Beverage.
Yeah. There you go.
Yep.
What kind of beer is it? We don't know. It's just a legal beverage.
Finally legal.
Enjoy it. It's a legal beverage. Mm-hmm. What's it taste like? Does it matter?
It tastes legal.
Right. Enjoy it.
Time for Lower Your Guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We'll have a contestant online. You pick from one of two categories and then try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is ready to play a little Your Guess is as good as mine.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Adam, welcome to the program. Your categories today, we have America's favorite sandwiches. The poll looked for the most popular sandwiches in all of America. 2,000 people were asked to name the sandwiches they consider to be one of their, quote, just favorites. Doesn't have to be most complicated. Some are a little bit more complicated than others.
Sure.
Some are just the tried and true sandwiches. So America's favorite sandwich, that's category number one. Category number two, we have the NFL's top 10 quarterbacks of all times. It is based on Super Bowls, winning percentages, history as far as legendary players in the game. Mm-hmm. So there's some old-time players on here. There is one active player that is in the top 10. And a couple of these guys are tied. So if you get one, I'll give you both.
The category, all right.
So to speak. So do you want to go with the NFL's top quarterbacks or do you want to go with America's favorite sandwiches?
No, I'm going to have to go with sandwiches today because I know food a lot better than I know football.
All right, that's fair.
Fair enough. I can save this for next week because it still matters. Then I got to put it away back in the pile. Okay, Adam, you know the game is played. There are 10 sandwiches on this list. You need to get as many right in the category before three strikes and you're out. So what do you think of sandwiches? By the way, the average American, do you know how many sandwiches the average American eats a week?
Oh, a week?
I'm saying 5.
I'm going to say over under 9.5.
9.5? Okay. 6.
All right.
A week.
That sounds about right, man.
Or just over 300 a year. They make up around 30%, believe it or not, of the average person's diet.
And this count breakfast sandwiches?
Yes. Yes, it does.
I mean, hell, I had 2 PB&Js this morning.
Mm-hmm. 46% of people say they could survive on sandwiches for the rest of their life. And it wouldn't be a big deal.
I could do that.
Half the population said I could get that done.
If it wasn't for health risk, I think I would do that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, seriously. Take the health issue out of it, I absolutely would be fine to eat sandwiches.
Not that I need to tell you, but they say the reason that people like sandwiches are easy to customize with different ingredients. They don't require any cooking. Some of these sandwiches on the list do, though. The most critical component of a good sandwich is what?
The bread?
The bread comes in at number 2. Good bread.
I mean, I guess the quote-unquote filling would be number 1, right?
The right condiments, fresh veggies. The number 1 thing is high-quality meats.
Meats.
Okay. Yes, that makes the best sandwich. And how do you cut your sandwich? Down the middle or diagonal? 32% prefer them cut in half. 35% said diagonal. And 33% said leave the whole thing intact. Don't cut it at all.
I don't cut my sandwiches, but if I do, automatically I go diagonal.
Okay. I drive you up a wall if a sandwich isn't cut.
All right.
Really?
Yes.
Even on just regular, like, bread?
Correct.
Okay.
Got to cut it in half.
Adam, we're doing sandwiches. So there's 10 on the list. What's your first guess? And your guess is as good as mine.
Let's go with the classic PB&J.
Peanut butter and jelly. That is number 7 on the list. 21% of people polled said that that was their, 21% of the population out of 2,000. So that's their favorite sandwich.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's try with grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese is number 1.
Yeah, baby. All
right. Grilled cheese is number 1. By the way, Adam, just so you know, 1, 2, 3. There are 4 hot sandwiches. 4 hot sandwiches on this list, if that helps you in any way, shape, or form.
I mean, you figure steak and cheese or Reuben, one of those has to be on there.
Yep, and I was going to say cheesesteak.
Cheesesteak is number 9 on the list. I will give you a hint. 2 of these sandwiches on here are Steve the Thrill Hill's favorite sandwiches to get as far as a hot sandwich is concerned.
Then I know one of them off the top of my head.
Reuben and the French dip.
No, I mean, right.
Reuben
is not on the list.
What? Oh, son of a...
It is number 11.
I'm wondering if it's meatball sub instead.
Oh, yeah, that's strong, man.
I'm sticking with French dip. Only goes to the throw.
French dip's a guarantee.
French dip.
Number 10. You've got number 10 French dip correct. Cheesesteak 9 correct. Peanut butter and jelly correct at number 7. And grilled cheese at number 1. You've gotten 4 out of the 10. Only 1 strike there, Adam.
And if you said there's 2, it will be the meatball sub.
Yeah, I think meatball sub or hoagie would be a good bet.
That is number 8. The meatball sandwich, man.
Now I can't help you. But yeah, those two as a
guarantee. The problem is once you get a meatball sandwich on your mind, it's going to be there until you have a meatball sandwich.
I know. As soon as you brought it up, I'm like, God damn it.
It's been a long time.
I mean, I wonder if we just hit the staples, you know, turkey, ham.
I have turkey and tuna left on my draft board. Otherwise, he picked all the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, Ted, you're a big turkey sandwich dude, right?
Love them.
Right. Yeah.
Turkey wraps, specifically.
And you said there's some breakfast sandwiches on there, so...
There's no breakfast sandwiches on the list, Adam.
Oh, okay. Well, then, let's go with... let's go with the turkey sandwich.
That is number 3. That is the 3rd most popular sandwich in the United States.
That is one sandwich that even my daughter will devour.
And a good one, hot and cold.
You're right. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Let's stay in the world
unless
of lunch
it's dinner,
meat.
Ted. Dinner must be hot.
Then it's got to be hot. Well, sometimes you go to a place, too, and they, like, butter the bread and like, make it like a turkey
it's
melt.
It's next level, man.
Yeah. Get gravy on there.
Adam, there's one more cold cut that is on the list. So only one more cold cut.
Oh, hey, maybe an Italian.
Well, no, that's three different kinds of meat, and it didn't make the
list. So this is one specific.
This is one specific.
Ham sandwich.
Ham sandwich is it, and it's number 4. Yeah.
So basic, but still good, man.
Okay. You've got one more hot sandwich on the list. And you've got two sandwiches that I would consider salad sandwiches.
Well, let's try the pastrami.
The pastrami is not on the list. That would be in the Reuben category. And
all right, I think you should try chicken salad or tuna salad.
Yeah, let's go with tuna salad.
Tuna salad's number 5.
Nice. I like tuna.
That is the 5th most popular sandwich in America. So there's 2 sandwiches left on the list. You've gotten 8 out of the 10. 2 strikes against you, Adam.
What about like an egg salad?
You think more than chicken?
Or which one did he guess? He guessed tuna?
He guessed tuna, but Miles said there was 2 salads.
Then I would go chicken personally, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. Chicken salad.
Chicken salad and chicken sandwiches fried, number 2 on the list. They say the chicken sandwich category, so to speak. So if you're using chicken salad or you want a fried chicken sandwich, that is number 2. So,
you know what? You should try to order a pre-chicken sandwich, and they say, what is that? And it says egg salad.
Mm-hmm. 9 out of the 10, Adam, you have correct. There's 1 sando left on the board.
It's a hot one.
It is not a hot one.
Not a hot one. No?
I'm going with the BLT.
A BLT. What a great guess. Great. What a great sandwich. It does not make the top 10. Believe it or not.
I'm surprised by that.
You've got them all right except for 1, and Mike brought it up. French dip at 10, cheesesteak at 9, meatball subs are 8, peanut butter and jelly. Adam got that one right at 7.
Egg salad.
He missed egg salad.
Oh, wow.
An egg sandwich.
Good sandwich, okay, man.
At number 6.
No, you're not wrong, man. I just, for whatever reason, I did not think it would be on the top 10 list.
That is followed by tuna at 5, 4 is ham, turkey 3, 2 chicken sandwiches. Number 1, the grilled cheese sandwich.
Just out of curiosity, I threw this up on the Men's Room Twitter page. Which quarterback do you think makes the best sandwich?
Which one that I want to act
current or not?
Garoppolo.
All right, somebody said Philip Rivers. This is funky. Says
Black as Balls Kids.
Yes.
Yeah. Honestly, he probably knows how to make a lot of different sandwiches. I feel like somebody like Terry Bradshaw would just if it's just a basic
he's make
ass sandwich.
He's making a po' boy.
All right, Dizzle said Big Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, he spent a lot of time in Pittsburgh, and he's a big dude. So I think his sandwich is going to be one of those, you know, 12 ounces of meat.
Nah, I think he makes a mean PB&J.
Really?
That's it.
I have a picture of being like a corned beef dude. I don't know.
I'm with Thrill, dude. I think the Big Ben has a ton of stuff on it.
Who do you think makes the worst sandwich? I know who comes to mind. As far as one you wouldn't want to eat, Tom Brady.
Dude. I can't tell you, hey, look, Geno Smith is from New Jersey. Say what you want. New Jersey has some of the best sandwiches in the country.
You know.
He can probably hook that up, you know? So to come, we're going to drink a toast with a shout of the day at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, tech out of 5:08. We will drink a toast with a shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. PETA wants to replace Punxsutawney Phil with a weather reveal cake.
Weather reveal.
Yeah, they want to leave Punxsutawney Phil alone, and they now want us to basically cut into a cake that says whether or not there's 6 more weeks of winter.
Well, see, they're missing the whole point. The one you can look at a calendar and do away with all of that.
Correct.
It's just a silly tradition they do, and PETA doesn't want anything except attention.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you come up with better ideas.
Right.
That's how you know.
Yeah.
It's the only reason why we know Punxsutawney.
Punxsutawney Phil is a hero in this house.
He is, man. He's one of the few consistently celebrated animals on the planet.
Right, he's a lot better than Staten Island Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
And they could not watch it.
No, no, no. It needs to not happen.
I bet Phil has a luxurious lifestyle, too.
You know he
compared
does.
To most groundhogs.
He works one day a year, dude.
Yeah.
He's like the Santa Claus of woodchucks.
Right. And they put him in an...
That's a huge statement.
I mean, I can look it up. I bet he's got a nice little cage or something he lives in.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah. Well, in a habitat, not a cage.
Habitat.
I wonder if he's like a classroom pet, like the rest of the year.
Right, and they just snatch him up and do the dumb thing.
That's Phil.
Yeah.
Put a little hat on him. A new study says regular dog walks could lead a longer, healthier life for older people.
Sure, because you're getting out of walking a few times a day.
Yeah, exactly. And there's your excuse.
Whether you
to
want
it.
To or not, doesn't matter if it's raining outside, doesn't matter if it's cold outside, the dog needs to be taken out.
Isn't that the kind of consistent thing that we tell the senior community is, no, get out and do stuff. Stop sitting down and rotting. Mm.
I think their thing is like, but with a dog, they'll be motivated to do it.
Last night, I'm sitting on the couch. I'm like, tomorrow morning, I'm going to the gym.
Okay.
Start this week outright. Woke up this morning, step out. It was freezing.
Not doing it.
And I'm like, I'm going back inside. I'm not doing this today. If I had a dog, I don't have that option.
About to say, you know what I did?
I
don't have that option.
You know what I did at 6:30 this morning? Put on my big-ass jacket and walk my stupid little dog out there.
I'm like, do you need to stiff that spot this long? I am cold.
You want to feel bad? Punxsutawney Phil has two homes.
He has two homes.
He lives down in Florida.
In this economy. He's got a climate-controlled burrow at the library.
Of course.
Then he also has a home at Gobbler's Knob. Knob.
Knob.
Knob.
Knob.
Gobbler's Knob.
Oh, Lordy.
You know what? I'm going to start calling her Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah.
You can do the math, Mike. I'm not going to say it.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Now, the problem that like folks like my grandfather had is that he would never actually walk the dog. He just kicks him out back.
He'd
go to the bathroom, let him go. If he didn't come back, he wouldn't care.
So my grandparents were. They had a collie named King. And they never bought...
King Collie.
Yeah, King Collie. Never bought this dog food. That dog ate whatever they ate. All the things you're not supposed to do. King was the happiest dog you've ever seen. Never got fat and lived for 17 years.
Damn right.
Right. And that was it. Mm-hmm. If they had ice cream, when they had a little bit left in the back when it was in the like rectangular cartons, they tossed the thing out back. Dog's done cleaned it up. Grandmother go out there and grab it. We ate spaghetti. She'd always put aside some spaghetti.
Nice.
Toss it a little bit. That dog would eat it. And like I said, 17 years, and this was the happiest non-barking dog you've ever seen in your life.
You probably already know about this, Steve, but NASA is tracking a bus-sized, quote-unquote, bus-sized asteroid that is flying at Earth at 30,000 miles an hour.
I did see that, but it's twice as far away as the moon, and it's not going to hit.
Right. I'm about to say, if they're telling us, it's not going to hit us.
But they wouldn't tell you if it was. Because here's the thing.
Exactly. If we know about it, it's not hitting us.
Because NASA's position is like, look, if there was some life-ending asteroid spiraling toward Earth, don't tell people for two reasons. One, people are not going to behave for whatever the amount of time. And two, if we're wrong, then everything's just gone to chaos. So they're like, look, if you're going... So there might be one hurtling toward Earth right now. They're not going to tell you.
Right. And especially when it's that far away. How long would that take to get here? Like a month?
30,000 miles an hour? Not that long, no. Like we can get to the moon in about 3 days, and we're not traveling. We're traveling about 17,000 miles an hour.
Yeah, true enough.
Yeah, okay. You get about a week. A
few days.
Yeah.
That's just way too much time. We would do so much stupid stuff.
It'd be interesting to see how people would react.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're like. We know how people would react. Right. So you see how people react because their fries are cold. So they're like, you think we're going to tell them about imminent doom? Hell no.
No. We'll just go right into the night.
I mean, think about it.
It would be chaos.
Right.
Horrible.
You forgot my extra sauce in my order. I'm going to shoot you. We're not going to tell you about the asteroid coming in.
Well, you'd be like, you wouldn't pay for a meal, but then also, why would anybody be at work?
Let's say, what restaurant are you going to?
That's right.
Right? Like, I mean, you couldn't drive around because even the cops are probably like, yeah, I'm taking the day off.
I'm shooting up heroin. I want to see what it's like.
Right.
Then to find out it misses, and I'm like, crap, now I'm addicted to heroin.
Friendly reminder, gents, Valentine's Day is around the corner. Just a couple weeks to be exact.
Oh, is it?
2 weeks from Friday, yes. But just in case you wanted to rekindle that spark between you and your beloved, we got a few questions you can ask.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
The top 10 or more questions science says to ask your partner if you want to fall in love with them again.
Do ya?
Christ, wasn't once enough? I mean, let me get out my pen and notepad. Look, here's the thing. You both have to want to make your relationship better. When one person has their head buried in the sand and thinks everything is just hunky-dory, while the other person has been busting their ass and carrying the relationship for both of you, I don't think a deep, peering question is going to make the difference. But hey, make sure you ask them how their favorite color makes them feel and they tell you about their first stuffed animal. That ought to do it. What bliss.
Yeah. And these questions. My God, here's the thing. You should know the answer to a lot of these, or at least have had some form of this conversation before you get to this
point. But this is science, Mike.
Exactly.
And when it comes to romance, I, for one, prefer science.
Right. So just enjoy the irony before you send me an angry ass text or email. So anyway, these are questions that if you want to fall in love with your partner again, according to science, bottom of the list, they say, if you could wake up tomorrow having gained any one quality or ability, what would it be?
You're asking this to your partner?
To your partner.
Oh.
That sounds like you're judging them.
Right.
Like, you should really have an answer. I got a list of like 20. I just want to see if any of these line up.
Like, have you truly just run out of stuff to talk about? Is there nothing going on in your life?
That should be
lives?
The response from your spouse. Yes.
I want to learn who you are. We've been married for 13 years. I want to learn who you are.
You didn't pick up any cues along the
way. Right. You've not caught one hint. Yeah.
They say to take 4 minutes and tell your partner your life story in as much detail as possible.
Again?
How does she not know it?
My wife would be like, dude, I've heard this before.
Right.
I can finish
this
story.
They say that anyway.
Yeah.
Because I forgot I told him.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't need
to. You told me that yesterday. Oh, my bad.
Maybe not excruciating detail.
I knew I was talking to somebody. I just forgot it was you.
But you know a handful. Well, you know the cliff notes, the big key points.
Maybe you don't want to know.
There's a few things I haven't told you.
Yeah, or just
I killed a man in Japan.
You want to know what my dreams were before you and the kids came along?
Financial independence.
Right?
Before you both
early retirement.
Down. Yeah. You ever been to Chile? I was going to go.
Now we're going to Chili's.
Right. Right. Now we're making chili at home.
I was going to be sipping Mai Tais with the lovely senoritas out on the beach.
Yeah.
Gone.
Now look at me.
I got drunk at a freaking rock concert. Now I got crotch goblins.
I was going to wake up each day to a different woman. And every time I open my eyes, it's you again.
Why did you ask me this? It's like a circle of hell having to say it out loud.
I was keeping it to myself, damn it.
Right? You haven't just said it out loud.
I locked this. I buried this deep.
Yeah. How many Catholic sessions I went through just to be okay with this life with you?
You want to know what now?
You know how many times I cry myself to sleep on the couch?
God damn it, it's been 10 years. Get the whiskey.
I'm back.
It's been 10 years.
Right, and my smokes.
You're just sober for 10 years. Screw it. I don't want to talk about it.
I can't take it anymore.
Oh, jeez.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
If you could change anything about the way you were raised, what would it be? That's not going to get dark. No.
That is going to be a happy conversation.
My uncle.
Right, exactly.
What did he do?
Oh. Crack the bottle of whiskey again. We're going into it.
Yeah. What's that better on the SAT? So I could have got into a 4-year college.
Make it three fingers.
And again, I feel like you already know the answer to that.
Oh, crying.
Right. You're married to this person.
You hear about it plenty.
Never talked about the bad aspects of my childhood.
Right. Yeah, that stuff.
That's kind of the problem with getting into a relationship is that, I mean, assuming you both do it, but you kind of absorb the burden, the emotional burden that your partner had just locked away from the first part of their life. Like, they're unpacking this baggage.
Right, and I'm sure it would do.
That's right. They haven't talked to anybody about this.
And you know what you don't want to do? They tell it to you, and it means a lot, right? It is right. Important to me, but I'm never going to bring it up.
Right.
Like, I am not going to bring this up unless you do.
But you secretly want to tell somebody about this? Like, dude, you'll never believe what happened.
My wife's goddamn crazy.
Questions to ask your partner to fall in love all over again.
You know what I wanted to be a utility infielder. Right. Travel from city to city for 15 years. Once in a while, I bunt the ball. That's it, honey. That's all I wanted.
I wanted to be a Ryan Fitzpatrick, play for 9 teams.
Right? And everybody loves me.
Yeah. Right?
And then I'm going to retire and do talk on Amazon.
And everybody still loves me.
Right? If you could, no. For what in your life do you feel most grateful? trick question, fellas. If you don't say her, you're sleeping on the couch.
It's just that easy. Once you have kids, start with the kids, and she's next.
That's right.
I mean, it's out of order of things.
I'm grateful that we don't have to talk very much. Yeah.
That we just know so much about each other.
No, it's just, I mean, it's just like kind of like, I know what you're thinking. You don't know what I'm thinking, but I act like you do. I just nod.
You're right.
Are we done with this?
I did want to talk about painting the walls again.
I need to get in the shower.
Right.
Name three things you and your partner appear to have in common. Again, we haven't gone over this yet.
Two of them are kids. The third's that we're married.
The third's the watering
bowl. I like food. You like food. We sleep.
Great. We both like Ravens football.
You drive to work. I drive to work.
I don't know why. This is just drive. I just can't imagine being married for like 14 years and having these conversations. Like, what are we doing?
The problem is the cringe nature of believing that you would sit down with somebody like, honey, I have some questions I'd like to ask you.
Oh, no.
Right. Yeah, you want to rekindle it? Put a blonde wig on.
Oh, wow. Get some fake boobs, for God's sake.
Right?
Keep your high heels on in bed.
I mean, maybe stuff your bra from time to time. Damn.
And I'm not Justin Tucker, but I'd like to see the uprights.
Wow.
That's not wrong.
Right?
You want to rekindle it. There you go.
Yeah.
How do you feel about butt stuff?
Right?
That's asking from a text. But there again, they're not wrong.
Can we circle back to the conversation that you shut down 3 years ago?
Let's circle back to butt
stuff. Have you loosened up, no pun intended at all, on the subject?
Okay, no more questions.
All right. We're done here. Do you have a secret hunch about how you will die?
Jesus Christ. I'm gonna change that right now.
By the way, happy Valentine's Day, baby.
Here's some flowers and some candy.
Wow.
Do you know how you're gonna die?
Probably having a heart attack pleasing you.
Do you have a hunch about how you're gonna die?
Do you really want to make him laugh all
the time? In other words, can you taste the antifreeze and the juice I gave you?
Follow it up with, I do.
I have a lot of hunch.
I have a hunch how you about to die.
You have any hunch?
You have any more questions?
These also work great on the first date.
Oh, mercy. Oh, my God, they do.
You have any hunches about how you're going to die?
I feel like a lot of stuff gets hashed out in those first few dates.
Did you think this would be the last date you've ever been on?
Oh, damn.
If you were
able... you're right, though.
Duct tape's on sale at Home Depot.
I never knew this would be the last time I came in this bar on a Saturday night single.
This is according to science. Questions to ask your partner to help rekindle your fallen love with them. If you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or the body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, which would you want?
And say body.
Right? Please say body.
I think both genders would say body.
What am I going to do with my mind?
I don't care.
I'm retired.
Yeah.
Right. I'm playing bingo, man.
Right, I'm 90. Like, I don't know. Like, I want the body to work.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. When did you last sing to yourself or to someone else?
What if you,
if you
sing?
Heard my wife sing? She should not sing to anyone unless she's angry at you.
Right.
But she sings plenty.
You want to know what had happened? Is when you left early for work and I was taking a shower.
Just like everybody.
That's right. Or in the car on the way to work.
My mom used to sing all the time. I used to sit there as a kid and go, this is absolutely horrible. She has no idea, but I've got to be quiet.
My mother, when Anita Baker put out, what was her album? Oh, I can't remember. Something. It came out like in the 80s. And my mother, she kept flipping the record over and she would sing it and sing it and sing it and sing it. In recent years, I've repurchased the record, and it is very good. But my memory of the record is horrible because we never heard Anita Baker. We heard my mother.
Oh, no.
Every word to every song. Even my father's like, I'm going to drink heavily, and I don't.
That's right. Hey, it makes her happy. That's all that matters.
Ding!
That's right. That's why he's drinking.
So you say nothing. That's right.
You go right
he said nothing. I said nothing.
That's right. What would constitute a perfect day for you? You're not asking this question.
Oh, my wife tells me that. We were off for 3 weeks at Christmas. She's like, you and the kids are home. Right. Your perfect day is that we are not.
That's right.
It's just that easy. It is that simple. I don't falter. I'm like, I get it, man.
I'll tell you what it is. It's me cracking a beer at 6 a.m. And our buddies from College Game Day are on the stage. We are tailgating.
For me, the Ravens are winning the Super Bowl. I am there. I am doing blow with hookers.
That's right.
There's my perfect day.
Cracking a beer at 6 a.m., gagging the nag and watching some football.
Right. Yeah, somehow I've tailgated all day, drinking, but I'm not drunk. And then we go to an awesome nightclub and watch some of our favorite DJs.
There you go.
That much of the Ravens win the Super Bowl with Chewbacca.
Yeah, with you too, with you, honey.
Before making a telephone call, do you ever rehearse what you're going to say?
Why?
Because I'm awkward. I'm awkward as hell, and I have to rehearse these
things. Depends. Am I going to lie?
Right.
I mean, what? The last time I had to rehearse phone calls, I have to call my wife because I'm too drunk to get home. And like, all right, how do I minimize how bad the situation
actually
is?
I'm talking to my probation officer. Maybe right. I'm thinking about what I'm going to say, but other than that, it's just coming out of my mouth.
And then this is the number one question. If you want to fall in love with your partner again.
Science is not doing well on this.
No, they're not. Given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want to have as a dinner guest? The answer is not your father.
Yeah, I know the answer. For my wife, Morris Chestnut. And he is shirtless. Horny.
About to say.
And drunk.
You're not there either.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
Chestnuts roasted.
And he's shirtless. And horny.
And drunk. Yeah, right. I mean, like, that would be her perfect dinner date.
He somehow is only wearing flowers.
Yeah. And he wants her you to feed flowers. Him grapes.
Tastefully. A man in Texas made a viral video featuring his three-month-old, and CPS was called, Miles.
Why was that?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today's shot is brought to you by our friends at Black Raven Brewery. Let this be a lesson to parents out there everywhere, because today we toast a 10-year-old boy from Yangming County, China. Now, after being severely scolded by his father for not completing his homework on time, the boy stormed out of the house and went straight to a nearby store. That's where he asked to use the phone. Well, he dialed 110, that's the Chinese equivalent of 911, and asked to speak to the police. When the police got on the phone, he told them he had proof that his father was concealing poppy shells, an illegal narcotic, there in China. Well, the kid waited patiently for the police to arrive, then he led him into the house so that they could conduct a search. And during their search, the police indeed found 8 dried poppy shells on the balcony. Dad was admitted that he bought them, and then he was arrested and taken away. Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, if you're going to yell at your kid, don't be doing anything questionable that the kid knows about. The kid's like, all right, cool. Yell at me.
Poppy shells?
Poppy shells. So poppy, which obviously you made into all kinds of different things there, but in China, absolutely very much illegal. So even to buying the poppy shells, it's not something you want to have there. Basically, right. They're finding like cocaine residue would be the equivalent of that. So they showed up, they lived in the apartment, the guys went out on the balcony, and there's like, yeah, there's 8 of them here. The problem is the kid knew, yelled at the kid's like, F you, Dad, sending your ass to jail. They believe the kid regrets it now. They're not entirely sure, because Dad hasn't come back home.
Say right now, Dad's in jail.
Dad's in jail. I'm just saying, if you yell at your kids about something, make sure that whatever you're doing on the side, they know nothing about. Because kids are kids.
And if you're doing illegal drugs, maybe not leave them out on the balcony.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Well, the kid knew where it all was. Just saying, man. So again, if you're going to yell at your kids, it's cool. You do what you got to do as a parent. But if you're doing illegal activity and they're aware of it, maybe meet them halfway. That's all. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola. Let's get a contestant online for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.